folks, it's Marcus Allen. I think today is the 24th. Yes, Tuesday, November 24, 2020. It's 10:35 in the morning. This is the Marcus Allen Show in my car. And I'm recording this in my car because I'm super busy and I don't want my family to hear this. And as you saw by the title, I haven't created the title yet. It's going to be something like, "This is it. No more podcast." And it's true. And this is like the third or fourth time that I've made one of these final podcasts. And it all culminated with an email. I'm trying to see this on my phone. I hate the phone. I can't. It's so small. I think I found it here. I won't mention this person's name, but it's a person who enjoys listening to me. We've developed a pen pal relationship over the last couple months. This person is in jolly old England, somewhere across the pond. And this person wrote, "I haven't heard..." Oh, it said, the subject line, I think, is, "All good with you, Marcus. I haven't heard any recent podcasts. I hope I'm not missing them." And then I wrote back, "Hey, hey, name a person. You're not missing any. The daily-ish experiment has failed. People are listening to them till the end, and that is good. But it is not driving enough traffic to my website, not even close." And then in parentheses, I said, "Once again, doing free stuff never pays off for me. Free has no value. Right now, I have switched efforts to Xclave full-time. No more fooling around. The shit is hitting the fan faster than planned here in the good old US of A. My neighbors have absolutely no money to buy food right now. I would be stunned if any small businesses remained open on January 1st. Instead, I am working on finding high net worth individuals to help me build out Xclave. I do plan to go back to daily-ish podcasting as part of Xclave, but that will be for members only." And then this person wrote back, "I'm gutted. I do enjoy listening to you. You are definitely one of the more sane voices out there, and you are traveling a different path to others. I hope you keep talking to Ab," who's Tim at Fakeologist. "Those are great chats, even if you never get to finish your point." I like Tim. I like talking to Tim. Yeah, he interrupts, but I think he just does that to keep things moving. He doesn't like silence. That's like a radio thing. He still wants to be a radio DJ, I think. But again, I think he's fantastic. And then this person goes on with, "I'm not surprised the podcasts are not driving traffic, though. It takes a while to get people, to get people's attention, to get them to do something. You're fighting humanity's trained nature, I think. I agree that the shit is hitting the fan, especially in the U.S., it seems." And then this person talked about what's going on in the U.K. I'm not so sure this person wants me to mention that. Yeah, so let me buckle up here, and I'll try to drive without killing myself and talking at the same time. Which actually is funny because I practice doing my podcasts while on my drive. Every Tuesday, I drive to Five Guys to get a cheeseburger for my son. And then I drive to a Chinese restaurant that is one of the more healthier Chinese restaurants out there. Probably not that healthy, but at least that's what I tell myself. And then I bring that home, and that takes about, it's like a almost 2-hour trip. And I get a lot of thoughts marinating in my mind, and I live in absolute beauty. In fact, if you just turned off the internet and the TV, which I don't have, and you just drove around where I live, you would never know there is a single problem. Everyone seems to be pretty happy, which is kind of stunning. So let's get this going here. Give me a second here. This car is very complicated. I drive the best car ever for the money. The Volvo XC40. Inscription model. Top of the line. Yep, top of the line. That's the way I roll. Actually, the real reason I roll that way is because I used to be in the leasing business for 4 or 5 years. And when you lease a car, you are a fool if you don't get the top of the line of everything. That's because of residual values. Residual values make it so you're getting basically whatever the residual value is as a discount because of depreciation. So on this car, I think it was 59% residual percentage, which means when I upgraded to the inscription model, instead of it costing, let's say, $1,000, it was 60 or 59% less that. And then what happens, this is where the real home run comes in. What happens is most people, the vast majority of people are, I don't want to say stupid, are naive, and they trade their car in, the dumbest fucking thing ever. They trade their car in and they don't know that they have equity left in their car, especially after, oh, about 2 years in. And today it's even better. Today, used car prices are at record highs and new car prices are at record lows. Now is the best time to get rid of your car and to lease a car. But no one would listen to me. Everyone would tell me that leasing's a scam, and I'm like, okay. Then go buy your car and do what the opposite of what successful people do. They never put their money into liabilities. They invest their money in assets. So anyway, man, I went on a bunch of tangents right there. And trying to drive. And trying to talk. I would try to get rid of your car. Go to Carvana.com. Go to Vroom, V-R-O-O-M.com, and see how much your car is worth and see what the difference is between your buyout. If you're leasing, you can get that number pretty easily. If you bought your car, whatever the payments are remaining, that's your buyout. If you own your car, you owe nothing. Whatever they give you, it's positive cash flow right now. And that's what I've been doing all year, actually. It's the only way I've been surviving financially. I mean, I closed all my businesses to focus on Exclave, and I've been selling off liabilities for cash. So next week, I'm actually selling my third car, my old Toyota RAV4, and we're getting a brand new, looks like a Nissan Rogue, again, top of line platinum. And using the system that I used to sell, I no longer sell it anymore, to get a fantastic, fantastic price on a platinum Rogue. I'm probably going to get that thing for less than $400 a month with no money down and get the dealership to make the first month's payment. That's how my system worked. It worked fantastically for 4 to 5 years. That's over now because car dealers are going out of business. In fact, when I started sending out the emails yesterday, I would say half the emails I sent out were dealerships out of business, and it's only going to get worse. And I've known about that forever. I've been talking about this great reset, the fourth industrial revolution, Agenda 20, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, Agenda 2050, Agenda 2057, now for over 20 years. In fact, if you go back, if you're an old newsletter subscriber of mine, when I was teaching marketing in the 1990s, I talked about this stuff. I hinted about it because I knew if I came out and said it, I would just get slammed. In fact, right after 9/11, I went bankrupt. And that's because a year after 9/11, I restarted my newsletter up again. And I had a handful of people, which was a mistake, I shouldn't have listened to them, saying, how dare you advertise your business so soon? Too soon. What am I supposed to do, starve? And now we know 9/11 is a complete and utter lie, just like most things in life. Yeah, so I'm getting back to my original point. I'm shutting it down because of the reasons that I said in my letter to this person in the UK. And instead, I'm just going back to doing it privately. It's behind a paywall. Every time I try to break that model, I fail. I just totally fail at it. I really want as many people listening to my podcast as possible, but it's just not getting any traction. So if you, what I'm going to do is I'm going to set up a special domain. I have many domains, website domains. I'll set one up. I forget if it's mytruth123.com. And what I'll do is I'll paste that URL in here in the edit, or go to mytruth123.com, and what I'll do is I'll make it so that anyone who ever listens to my podcast will always get half price off of being an Exclave remote member. The remote membership gives you all my podcasts that I'm still doing and all the podcasts that I've done since September of 2008. Been talking about this since September of 2008, sometimes on a daily basis, sometimes weekly, sometimes I go a month without talking about it. If you want to just binge listen to my truth diary, that's what it was. I mean, it was basically for my sons, so that when I pass away, and it will happen, I will die, and I know that'll make some people happy. They can listen to dear old dad talk about me struggling through this awful system. It's amazing and awful at the same time. I always talk about how I have one foot in the system and one foot out of the system. And now I want no foot in the system. And that's going to be a hard transition. You know, building Exclave from scratch, I'm getting a lot of pushback. People are like, well, it's not built yet. You know, my family, well, it's not built yet. Well, I've been trying to tell you about this for 20 plus years. We were too comfortable. And now that it's happening very fast, which is very unlike the people, the technocrats, the Klaus Schwabs and the, it's actually Maurice Strong. A lot of people don't understand that Klaus Schwab just carried the torch for Maurice Strong. Maurice Strong was the co-founder of the World Economic Forum. Go look into that. Maurice Strong co-invented or co-founded the United Nations. Go look into that. Maurice Strong is the guy. By the way, you can't kill him because he's already dead. He just passed away not too long ago. And Klaus Schwab on the World Economic Forum, I'll post a link to it in the show notes, the companion notes, as I always do. He had a salute to Maurice Strong. So yeah, I get all this pushback saying, oh, it's not built yet. How would you expect us to get excited if it's not built yet? Well, what is the alternative? Like, you should hear the plans, and I'll go over it, and it's not fun. You should hear what they're going to do to us. This is in their blueprint of what they're going to do to us. This is something that they usually pull off. He was bitching. Klaus Schwab apparently was bitching in his latest book. He has another book coming out in February. I'll have a link to that. The guy just pumps out books. It's not him who puts the books out. It's actually a woman and a dude. I'll post links to them too. It's a woman and a dude who run the show behind the scenes, and Klaus Schwab runs the place, but I don't think the guy can string a sentence together without help from someone else. And in the book, it talked about that this was going to happen actually 20 years ago, that they thought that 9/11, that's what Agenda 20 is, Agenda 21. It's the agenda for the 21st century. Alan Watt talks about this a lot. And the 21st century starts on 2001. And then bang, they love that September, they love the number 11. And it was right on time. But Klaus Schwab apparently said that there was too much pushback at the time, so they waited it out. It's the whole frog and boiling water metaphor and allegory, I should say. So I'm not used to them ramping things up so fast. And to me, that sounds like they're kind of desperate. That's why I'm very optimistic about the distant future, not the near future. I think it's going to be absolute hell on earth. I still cannot believe not a shot's been fired. People have guns and they're not shooting them. We know who the target is. He's come out. He's like, hey, I'm the guy. I'm Z guy. I'm going to Z fuck you. I'm going to take away Z money. You are going to live in Z concentration camp. Man, I sounded like the guy who's going to make my Chinese tonight. That didn't sound close to German. I got to work on that. So there it is. I'm getting close to placing the... You have to place an order virtually on the damn phone. Can't just walk in and order a hamburger without a mask on. Oh, no. Can't do that. Oh, and that's going to get worse, too. So what I had to do is I had to pull over, get the Five Guys app out. Of course, all these apps are terrible. You're going to love Exclave apps. It's going to be like one. It's going to be like Amazon. One-click order. When you come to Exclave, you just wave your watch or your phone or your metal. You're going to get a metal card that has a barcode on it. Super, super simple. It's going to be fantastic. Is there anything else I should tell you? I got a little bit of time, actually. I have about 10 more minutes. I have so many things to say. I know if I bring them up, I'm going to go on for an hour. Oh, yeah, I know what I was going to say. Speaking of Tim from Fakeologist, and now that it's out, now that he's publicly said what's going on, I'll give you a little behind the scenes. I think it was last Monday, when I got a telegram message from Tim. Maybe it was Tuesday. It might have been Tuesday. And Tim said his daughter was ready to do a round table with my son, Ty. It had to be Tuesday because he went to New York. Ty went to New York City last Wednesday. Ty loves New York City. He wants to live there. He wants to go to school there. I think it's crazy to... Well, anyway. So I wrote back and I said, well, that's going to be kind of tough because Ty's going to be in New York City tomorrow night. Can we do it next Wednesday? Next thing you know, I get these very cryptic messages from Tim about someone needing to go to the hospital. And they're so cryptic, I didn't understand what was going on. I'm like, is someone hurt? And then there was nothing. And I'm like, someone emotionally hurt? Because I know during COVID, people are going to the hospital not so much because of invisible virus, but because they want to kill themselves. And I didn't get a proper answer. And now if you go to his website, again, I'll link to that, you can see that his daughter has been diagnosed with type 1, not type 2, type 1 diabetes. That's adult onset diabetes. And I held back. I wrote to Tim very... You see, because when you talk to people who have diabetes and you suggest that there's a natural way to get out of it, they will not listen. Even people in the truth scene will not listen, and I think Tim was one of them too. I'm like, yeah. Diabetes is a metabolic dysfunction. It's your pancreas is flooding your body because it's being tricked because of all of the bad food you're eating. And he was saying that she eats a great diet. And that's funny because I don't even know what a great diet is. And I've experimented in every which way. I don't know if a carnivore diet's a good diet. Carnivore-ish is a good diet. Pretty sure carnivore-ish is a good diet. But it's certainly not complete. I've been on a carnivore-ish diet for almost 2 years now, I think. Yeah, 2 years. And today I had another Charlie horse. So it's definitely deficient in magnesium, potassium, because that's what gives you Charlie horses, if you can believe what the doctors say. And I don't, but I'm pretty sure that's probably true. And a lot of people will tell you that eating a vegan diet is like the best diet you can eat. It's the worst diet you can eat. I've held back on talking about that. I was going to do an entire public podcast about how awful a vegan diet is. I'm glad I'm now just sticking to going behind a paywall. Because people who pay for stuff, they generally value it more and you don't get all the hate. But yeah, vegan diet is one of the worst diets out there. It's not fit for human consumption. It's fit for ruminant consumption, which is cows, sheep, deer. I think sheep. I know deer. They have ruminant. They have four-chamber stomachs that can process plants. Humans don't. And we have small colons. And the whole fiber thing is a lie. Phytonutrients is a lie. It's actually a plant toxin. Phytonutrient. Everything's a lie. So anyway, I probably offended him. And so then the question is, will Megan, now we know his daughter's name, will Megan want to do a talk with my son? Well, I don't know if that's going to happen because now everything we're doing is behind the paywall. I don't know if he's interested in that. Tim loves putting out the free stuff. I've begged Tim to be part of Exclave. You can hear it anytime I do a call with him. I'm like, okay, now that even more shit is hitting the fan, on a scale of 1 to 10, what is your interest in coming to something like Exclave? Forget even if it's me. If it was someone else who invented Exclave or Free Society, which is Roger Ver, you know, what is your interest? Now, he has no interest in that. How can you not have an interest in that? I can understand not having interest if you have no money. Like, I would say, I would love to come to an ex-slave, but I can't afford it. That would be a level of interest, which is easily, you can easily get around that, because we're going to have unlimited jobs at ex-slave, including ex-slave radio, which he would be fantastic at. I've even invited him to be a part of that. So I don't know what's going on with him. I know he's going to listen to this. He has my Telegram address. He can tell me what the scoop is. Again, I'm not going to throw him under the bus. I think he offers tons of value, which is a shame that he's doing it for free. And I agree with his reason for doing it for free. For him, he says he doesn't want to be committed to doing something for pay. And I understand that, but you know, there is no commitment. If you set up a Patreon, and he has a Patreon, and you're like, I might fill this Patreon every day, five times a day, once a week, once a month. I might take 3 months off, but you can listen to the archives at your leisure. What's the worst thing that'll happen? People cancel? Who cares? Like right now, he has to rely on donations, and there are strings attached with donations. Now I'm going into all kinds of tangents. And I shouldn't do that. Anyway, I think he should set up a Patreon and use fakeologist.com and FakeoTube, his two websites, to push traffic to Patreon. Nothing to lose, everything to gain. People will value his thoughts more than those who want it for free. Alrighty, I am now approaching Lancaster City. So I live in the southern end of Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. Entering the city, I should probably... Man, I wish I was videotaping my trip. Just how gorgeous it is out. By the way, if you keep hearing that bell that just went off, this car will let you know if you're going over the speed limit by 5 miles an hour. It's one of the flaws of the car. I wish it can't go any higher than 5. You can set it to go up to 5 miles an hour. Here in the country, a police will pull you over if you go 5 miles an hour over for going too slow. I'm not kidding. Like, people around here, they go 20 miles an hour over. I'm constantly being tailed. Wasn't tailed a single time this time. That's great. So yeah, I'm approaching Lancaster City, Pennsylvania. On a beautiful day, 11 o'clock. And that's my time to hang up the phone and pull over, because I always put my order in at exactly 11 o'clock. That way, as soon as I get there, it's ready to go. And I can get home in decent time for my son, who's doing stupid-ass virtual learning on Zoom and can't eat. You know, he has to eat at a certain time. I just hate school. Should we talk about that? I'll save that for later. Okay, over now, 11 o'clock, Tuesday, November 24th, 2020. Once again, I think it's mytruth123.com. Oh, I didn't give the code. So to get, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give half price for anyone who listens to this podcast. If you listen to this podcast, I would give you an Exclave Remote membership at half the price. Right now it's $19 a week, so it'll be half that price. And the way you get that is in the gift certificate code. I'll set this up when I get back. Let's make it pod, P-O-D, as in podcast, 50, just like that. Pod 50, one word, and you will get 50% off, and that'll be locked in for life. So when we open Exclave, you'll be able, since you're one of the first ones to join up, you'll be one of the first ones invited to either visit or to be a resident. That's when the shit's really going to hit the fan. Shit's really going to hit the fan, in my humble opinion and observation, in July of 2021. Like, extreme pain that only the strongest people will be able to endure. So once again, go to mytruth123.com, type in pod50 in the gift certificate spot to get 50% off. And as they always say, I will see you on the other side. Take care.